Hey folks, Intel is a sponsor this week, and I welcome them because they're bringing some high-performance developer tools for all of us. Check out Intel's Parallel Studio XE. I've talked about parallelism before on the show and the importance of using the complete instruction set, unlocking the power of the processor that your code is running on. Now, you all might be writing C or C++, Python, or even Fortran, but is your code building in such a way and written in such a way that it uses the latest techniques for vectorization, multi-threading, multi-node parallelization, or memory optimization? Intel Parallel Studio XE has a lot of new stuff for 2018 across all these languages. Get a free download at bit.ly.com/ParallelStudioXE, or certainly go and Google or Google with Bing for Intel Parallel Studio XE, and get started boosting your app's performance with smart parallel code with a lot less effort. Check them out, bit.ly.com/ParallelStudioXE. Hi, this is Scott Hanselman. This is another episode of Hansel Minute. Today I'm talking with Pinat Iswandardi. He has created a whole bunch of animations that you have seen. He's been in the Tribeca Film Festival. He's an award-winning Shorty Awards, nominated, all over. You've seen his stuff. Thank you so much for coming on my show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So you are a designer and you work at VaynerMedia, or do they have you make these small videos, or are you making them in your spare time?
Yeah, I work with VaynerMedia as an animator, and sometimes at home I do some personal project to develop something interesting, but still based on my core skill as an animator. And also I work with my kids at home, collaborate with their imagination or the story and shot. So basically it's like a family collaboration at home.
Yeah, I saw on your Instagram and sometimes on your Twitter where I think it was one of your children bought a little car.
Yeah.
And then you decided to, what did you do with that car?
So basically we usually in the weekend walking to the like a flea market in Manhattan, and usually my kids or my son looking for, he already has a specific item that he always get in the flea market, like the car. Mm-hmm. But at this time, he got a little pricey car. So I asked him, okay, you can have this car, but you have to create something with it. So we decide to create a stop motion with it. So after that, at home, we prepare everything, and he just wrote the storyboard and give it to me, and I just help him in the technical standpoint to create the video. So basically, it's just like a back and forth collaboration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your family is your collaboration team.
Yeah, they are my imagination center.
Yeah, and it's quite sophisticated because they look like simple animations, but if I were trying to make this with my iPhone, I think I would have trouble. You have like motion, what is it called when the camera moves on a specific track?
Yeah, it's I use like a motion control camera rig. Mm-hmm. So I can control the camera with my computer with the software called Dragon Frame. Mm-hmm. So the camera will move frame by frame. I already designed in the specific keyframe from A to B with the camera movement. So it just want to make the video itself more advanced, even though mm-hmm. the story itself is very simple, but I try to create more like more sophisticated or more advanced technique on the shooting.
Yeah, it seems like your style is very interesting because it's easy. I'm going to say, as someone who is not an artist anymore, I look at it and I go, oh, wow, it's very simple, but it's also so complex. It's both simple and complex at the same time.
Yeah, it's like learning by doing. My kids learn how to create a video. At the mm-hmm. same time, I learn how to develop and how to create a story more spontaneously and more impulsive and more, you know, it's more fluid. Because basically, as a professional, I work with a solid storyboard, time frame, and schedule and such. But working with them, it's just like there are so many possibilities that, I have to cover, basically. So,
one of the things that you've done lately, and I think that you're becoming known for, is using older technology and combining it with new techniques to make something that looks really hard. Like even just a few days ago, you were doing drawings on original Palm Pilots.
Yeah. Recently, I'm doing a small journey going back to the old technology when it was developed or released. But at the time, that products or that technology was built into something else. Like the computer basically is more like for business and the Palm PDA is more for business. But the software and the capability, it's more than that. I mean, there are so many possibilities that we can create, like the animation itself, because maybe, or not maybe, but I'm sure that when Macintosh was released, in 1984, basically is for more business or small business or home computer business. But when they're trying to create some art or animation, they already have something in mind. It has to be photorealistic. It has to be more rich color or more smooth. So when technology isn't ready, so they're not thinking very deeply with the current capability. So when they are thinking animation, they will think about big machine, fancy machine, expensive equipment, basically, like in the Hollywood. But for a home computer, basically, you can create animation as long as we can think that, this is what it is. I mean, it doesn't have to be with color. It doesn't have to be photorealistic, but basically you can create. Same with the PDA. The Palm PDA was built for businessmen. But there's a animation software. It's very basic. It's very, it's like a not a serious application. But if we are looking back with our already, we are living in the era when pixel art become something. So when we travel back in the time when the Palm PDA was arrived, it's already an art. It's already something. But when in the 2000 something, pixel art didn't exist before. So it's just like a principle of design. It's just like a principle of art. Because at the time, there's no such thing animation done on the Palm. I mean, serious animation. But if we develop more, dig it more with the pixel art concept, with the new concept, modern concept, when we travel back with the old technology, it's already there. So basically, it's just like the old Macintosh and the Palm PDA, basically, it's like a pixel art machine.
That's true. The black and white is only 160 by 160 black and white, or maybe four gray.
Exactly. It's already, I mean, because we already have some principle about pixel art, the basic, the simplicity of the design itself, the graphic itself is already done the years ago with the old technology. I hope this makes sense because I'm still trying to make a word that make more sense.
Yeah, I understand. So one of the things that you've done that has gone viral, and of course you've had many things go viral. You had a really interesting Star Wars trailer remake that you made on an Apple IIc. That device was created 34 years ago, a long time ago. You did that with a koala pad.
Yeah.
Are you trying to make it hard on yourself?
It's basically redoing what I did years ago when I really wanted an Apple computer, whether it's Apple IIc or Apple II or Macintosh. But at the time, it was very pricey and we couldn't afford it. So when I saw someone or my friends or my family doing something with their Apple IIc with a koala pad, I was thinking, why don't we just create something like remaking a trailer? At that time, just Star Wars, Return of the Jedi was released. So I was thinking, can I do something with it? Like recreating the trailer for the Star Wars? And of course, the owner itself, that's not possible. You will need lots of diskettes. You will need lots of color because it's only green, right? So, but something, something bugging me that, but the computer is only possible to do that. Why don't people do the same? I mean, thought the same that it's possible. So when, and now in the modern times, I just going back and like doing some, I want to prove something what I said 30 years ago that it's possible. So, and I think it's, and I think it works. It's possible with the same equipment, with the same technology, with the same software, with the same computer. So, so basically I just want to prove something here, not trying to hard on me, but basically just want to say something. Look, I said it was possible for 30 years ago. So basically just like doing, redoing what I want to do 30 years ago.
And in the last few few months, you've been working on a series of pixel art sequences and animations of Donald Glover's video, of his motions from the video "This Is America," and you make these with what software? You're using a Macintosh 128K.
Yes, I'm using MacPaint and Macromedia. Sorry, Macromine VideoWorks. The software was released at the same time, at the same era. So basically, it's 1985, I believe.
Wow.
So it is the same what I did with the Apple IIc. I just want to prove something that it was possible at that time. It was possible to create animation. It was possible as long as we using the technology with its own capability without expecting too much, expecting color, expecting smooth animation, just leave it as it is with the same concept of the pixel art we have today. So I bring back, going back to the old technology to say that it's possible.
Did you know it was possible? What would you do if you started this project and discovered halfway that it wasn't possible?
In 1988, I experienced the same. Looking at my friends doing the same Macintosh SE, I was asking the same, can I build animation with it? Yeah, that's possible, but there's a limitation color, limitation with the smoothness of the animation, frame per second, and some, any high expectation for the art. And I just want to do a simple thing, just very basic, black and white. And as long as it moves, it's animation basically, but again, I didn't get any chance to create something with the computer. So this is the same what I did with the Star Wars. I redoing the same situation. I'm redoing like the going back to the old technology to prove it that it's possible.
And it sounds like you're reliving your childhood and you're sharing it with your children.
Yeah, you can say that. So basically, just like some delayed dream that I have to fulfill. my childhood, and maybe, and now I have another task that I can do to my children, that I can educate them about the technology history. I can, so they can see about how the technology was built or developed in the years before they born. So they understand that there is a diskette, there is a black and white computer, there's a limitation on the storage and such thing.
Yeah, I think that's so important. I actually spend a lot of time with my children teaching them about retro games like NES and Super Nintendo, and they appreciate it. They've enjoyed like playing Legend of Zelda and Mario.
Good to know. Yeah, I mean, I have the same situation, so it's not just for the nostalgia journey. It's more like it has more deeper meaning, not just the nostalgia, because we together experience the same, and then our children understand about something. So yeah, I think we are doing the same thing here.
Yeah, I think that's really important. I want to mention that again for a second, because you're saying that, yes, there is a wave of nostalgia. There are people online who are doing things because nostalgia. Ah, I'm old. I wish I was not old. But this is really saying, what if we limit ourselves? How creative can we be with a limited tools? And it makes you say, we could have done this 30 years ago. We could use Mac Tablet, Mac Vision, Macro Mind Director, and done these things.
Yeah. It's just like, because now we have an access to the old technology for the nostalgia sake. So some people doing it just for fun, mm-hmm. just for a temporary pleasure. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, why don't we create something from it, experience the same situation with my children, and maybe it will lead into something new. It will lead into something principle of art or principle of how to experience the computer better. They are living now with a million color, but you see there's a Minecraft basically using the same principle. Mm-hmm. So basically so my kids can see the limitation of technology can lead into something new. So they become independent with the technology. So they can choose any technology they want to create something, whether it's an old, it's new, or maybe back to the traditional without computer, like a cell animation or stop motion. It's just like I'm doing, like as a parent, giving them so many options and so many possibilities and alternatives to create something, to build something for their future.
Yeah, you said something about this on Twitter that I thought was very special, and I'll read a little bit of here. People are asking you, well, why didn't you just do this with new technology? It would be easier, faster, more efficient. And you said, well, why do people knit if they can print a pattern? Or why do they even bother sculpting with clay if they can use 3D printing? Or why do they do an oil painting when they can paint with Photoshop? Why?
Yeah, it's just like trying to experience the same pleasure with my children. It's just like as if I'm collecting an old car or building an old car from the scratch. It's just like just trying to ask my children to come and join and see how it works, how it builds. And then when they start running, the car can run. It's just like we are driving into the beach and they can feel the pleasure, the same pleasure. As if they're just, because in the old days, the car itself, it's the main purpose is for transportation. But now it's more than transportation. It's a nostalgia. It's an educational device. It's more than that. It's for pleasure. It's for giving to another purpose, basically. The old car now has a new purpose, not just for transportation, but more than that. For photography, for a model, for a prop, so many things. The same way with the computer. When we are looking at the old computer, basically, we already thinking that there's no way I can create a movie with that. Mm-hmm. There's no way. Because that's our modern purpose doesn't fit with the old technology. But if we modify the purpose, we still can use it with another purpose, with another, I don't know, another possibility in the future. Mm-hmm. And my kids already thought that he has some thinking that is it possible if we create a monochrome image in the VR? This kind of thought is possible because he already see the monochromatic 1-bit display on the old computer and he lives in the era. So basically, it's just like trying to combine something into something new.
Yeah.
Something like that's one of the examples.
Yeah. Now, I hope that the people who are listening, as well as myself, immediately I'm trying to imagine myself in a VR experiencing 1-bit or 2-bit experience. And what would that be like? That's a space now that we have to explore.
Yeah. Somehow it doesn't make sense for now, but if the children in this modern era looking back and they bring something back to the modern day nowadays and they think of something for the future, it's like an interesting combination, you know, because the kids nowadays usually doing iPad game or the Nintendo Switch game. So basically, it's just like it's already there. It's already tailored or built into a modern purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are going back with the new, not new, basically, with the old experience, they may lead into something new. Like just what I said about the example, how my kids want to build the VR based on the monochromatic one picture, basically. It doesn't make sense for now, but we don't know in the future, in the 10 years later or 20 years later, maybe they came up into something new.
A big thank you to our sponsors because they make this show possible, and I hope that you support them the way they support us. Progress Software is the creator of the most comprehensive developer toolkit for building modern apps on the market today, Telerik DevCraft. With more than 1,100 Telerik.net and Kendo UI JavaScript components and controls, you can easily build modern, high-performance web, mobile, and desktop apps, as well as chatbots. The toolset also includes reporting solutions, automated testing, and productivity tools, and comes with a range of support options. New this year is a free online training program for all license holders. With this, alongside thousands of demos and source code available, comprehensive documentation, and a full assortment of Visual Studio templates, you'll be up and running with the Progress Telerik and Kendo UI controls in no time. Download a free 30-day trial today at Telerik.com/Hanselman. That's Telerik.com/Hanselman. I'm going to make sure to put links. I want people to watch the Donald Glover dance. And I understand that there were about 470 frames encompassing 38 seconds. Does that sound right? About 12 frames a second?
It's 1,300 frame.
Oh, I'm sorry. So it must be, there's three sequences, correct?
Yeah, there are five cuts. So total is 1,300 frames.
Wow. And is that about 12, 10 or 12 frames a second?
The frame per second itself, it's I edit it to sync more into the music. So it's not specific into one setting of the frame per second.
I see. Because so you really kind of keyframe it appropriately.
Yeah.
And you did it in MacroMind Directler. Did that become MacroMedia someday, like purchased by them?
That's correct, yeah. It was MacroMedia VideoWorks, and then MacroMind VideoWorks, and then they changed to MacroMind Directler and changed to MacroMedia Directler until they bought by Adobe.
And one of the things I thought was really interesting when I read about your workflow is I realized that you're making an animated GIF for some mediums, but you're doing this with hardware that was created before animated GIFs existed.
The animated GIF was built with a modern computer.
Right. So you transfer these PICT, this PICT file?
Correct, PICT? Yes.
And you're using a thing called the Big Mesa Wires floppy emulator. What does this device give you?
So this device really helped me to save the file into the modern storage, like an SD card.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a device to bridging between the old computer into the modern computer using the SD card. So this device connected into the floppy drive port in the Macintosh, and it will reach the this image inside the SD card.
Mm-hmm.
This image contains the file. So I just when I mount this image, it will appear in the desktop of the old Macintosh. So I just put copy or even transfer the file into this image. Because this image is already in the SD card, so I can pull the SD card to my MacBook Pro. So basically, I'm reading the same image from the Macintosh.
Wow. So this is a business. This person has created this physical device that allows you to mount SD cards like a real disk drive. There's no drivers. It's lying to the original Macintosh and telling it that it has a floppy drive.
yeah, it's interesting to see how people or enthusiasts technology built into trying to bridge between the old computer into the modern computer, as if they know something will happen if we can connect into the old days, old computer or old tech. Because somehow they share the same passion that maybe they have some kids that want to access into the old computer, not just for a nostalgia sake, but also for creating something new. So it's not just this device, but also if we looking into deeper into the Apple II community, they have like a SD card for the SD card reader for the Apple II, or a VGA for the Apple II, or even hard drive for the Apple II, or network into the modern like a Wi-Fi. So this community built a bridge. That's why I see that there's a possibility for the technology, because I'm not very, very into with the electronic stuff, but this very helped me or help people to bridging between the old computer to the modern computer and recreate a purpose from it.
Yeah. I noticed that one of the themes that I've identified in looking at your work over the years is that you like to constrain yourself and then see what you can do with that constraint. I noticed that, you know, you make, you know, vines, you make videos, and sometimes you'll work for hours for a 6-second video. It seems like you would be perfect to be on Vine, but now Vine is gone. How do you feel about Vine being gone?
Vine is like a reminder for me that everyone can create something if they're living in a very constrained or very limited situation. So it's just like a trigger our creativity, not by so many options, but pick only one option and then create something from it. So the 6 second and also we cannot import the video from outside of Vine itself. It's just like asking people, what can you do with it? What can you do with this limitation? So somehow it triggered me. It's just like I have something, some urge to show or proving that it's possible. So because it's only 6 seconds, so I can do it before I sleep, or even though that, or even before I go to work, so I can create just only small animation, traditional animation with a paper and pencil. And I was surprised that people were like, the response very, very overwhelming. I mean, they're not expecting that there's a possibility to create a hand drawing animation with a Vine itself. So based on that, after that, so it just like become something in mind, embedded that when in the future I have to create something based on the something that impossible.
What would you tell people who watch these things, who look at your timeline, who look at your photographs, and they say, wow, that's amazing, but this is only possible because he's so talented and he knows these things, but this is not for me?
That's because I maybe I'm just too much to listen to my children, even their mumbles into something that doesn't make sense, because I'm maybe me and my wife always trying to listen something that doesn't make sense, but basically it makes sense. If we are thinking the same frequency, if we are thinking the same imagination, translating into something realistic, it's possible. So it's just like, I don't know how to say the right word here, but basically the kids give us a guidance into something that we cannot see right now, because they have some freedom. They have no fear into something like a failure or mistake.
Well, no one has ever told them it's not possible. The kids don't know you can't do this, so they do it anyway.
They do it anyway. They draw it anyway. Just like in the, my video in when I'm doing with my son with the stop motion car, when he built the storyboard, he just draw a fuel pump, and I asked him, How do you want to build with the for the fuel pump? He just said, I don't know. but after that, in the process, that's what I said before, is we are learning by doing. Mm. In the process, he just come up with something that, can I use this as a fuel pump? Yeah, just go ahead. And it works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the spontaneously of our children gives us something that, you know, we adults tend to plan for something.
Mm.
We have schedule, we have timeline, we have plan, we have strategy. But sometimes it distances us to with another opportunity. It brings a wall. It brings so many kids with a locked door. But kids never see that kind of wall, never see that kind of distance. It just, everything is possible. Yeah. Everything is right there. For adult, come on, kid, grow up. But sometimes we don't need to grow up into something. So basically, that's why I came up with something like the Vine, like I'm doing like the Donald Glover animation, basically just mm-hmm. like when you say it's possible, it's possible.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, hopefully it's matched with your expectation.
I think it very much meets and exceeds my expectations. And I hope that everybody can go to Twitter and follow Pinot at Pinot, and also especially your Instagram at instagram.com/Pinot. And I will put links to all of these things that we talked about, including where you can buy a copy of this and like a poster size and put it on your wall if you want to see all of these animations available for printing. So thanks so much. This has been wonderful.
Thank you so much. I'm honored.
This has been another episode of Hansel Minutes, and we'll see you again next week.